You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
These are tough times for our economies, yet we can be confident that we can work our way through these challenges.
That's President Bush speaking yesterday during a welcoming ceremony for Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi. Bush talks about confidence a lot, but the question is, will the markets buy it? It seems if they perhaps are today. Asian markets have been rallying all morning. The Nikkei closed up a record 14%, and that followed an unprecedented jump in the Dow Jones Industrial Average of more than 900 points. It's a percentage jump of 11, the biggest single-day percentage gain in 75 years. And the president is going to speak to the nation to expand on this notion of confidence in just under 2 hours from now, and he's expected to announce a $250 billion plan to buy stock, to take an ownership position in 9 major banks in the United States. Well, what does this plan mean? Its details have been reported fairly extensively, but the consequences are unclear. What does it mean? How might it bolster the global financial system? Joining us for more is Jamie Chisholm, who's deputy markets editor for the Financial Times, joining us from London. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
So, Jamie, when you're a banker and all of a sudden you're owned by a government, how does that change your life?
I think you're a lot more careful, and I think that should be for the benefit of everyone, judging from what we've seen recently. Certainly, banks are going to have to operate in a different way. The view here, the London Evening Standard, for example, London's main evening paper said the end of the bonus culture in the city was the headline, and that is very much the view. If governments take stakes like this, basically us, the taxpayer, we are going to demand that banks behave in a different way. Now, the impact that's going to have on the economy, of course, we don't know yet, because this is a new world, but it should, hopefully, if they include this with proper regulation, mean we don't get the ridiculous situation we've had recently.
Well, Jamie, this is a remarkable transformation then that's taken place. I mean, if the confidence that the markets are supposed to get from this government takeover comes from the fact that banks are going to have oversight, it means it's not so much because the banks are being backed by these dollars in the U.S. Treasury. It's more about oversight than it is the actual dollars.
Well, no, the bounce in the markets is not because they're happy that government is taking a stake in the markets, a sort of part socialization of the banking system. That's not why the markets are happy. The markets are happy because it's drawn a line, they hope. It has killed the virus that's been infecting the financial system by putting a backstop underneath or behind all these banks. And it means there's a now explicit, not implicit, almost an explicit government guarantee for interbank lending. Now, of course, what this means is that the worries of between banks should hopefully now disperse. And that's why the markets are happy. But of course, what happens next is we've killed the source of the virus. We now need to treat the infection. And the infection is what's happening on Main Street. And I was listening to your bulletin earlier, and it seems, thankfully, that your politicians on both sides of the House at least recognise that some sort of stimulus is required now to help the real economy, as opposed to the financial economy, pick up. And they're talking about various boosts.
Well, Jamie Chisholm, Deputy Markets Editor for the Financial Times, will certainly be watching all of that. You describe a remarkable transformation. We used to think that the bank system was working well when the folks at the top were getting rich. Now we're confident that they're being watched closely by government officials. Jamie, thanks so much for being with us.
Okay.
Jamie Chisholm is the Deputy Markets Editor for the Financial Times. Adora?
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.